Good morning, Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member Boswell, and members of the subcommittee. My name is Linda Ron. My husband, LG, and I are rice farmers from El Campo, Texas. I serve as chairman of the USA Rice Producers Group and am testifying today on behalf of the USA Rice Federation and the U.S. Rice Producers Association. Members and staff may read about the rice industry's contribution to the economy and jobs, to wildlife habitat, and to a healthy, balanced diet in my written testimony. I will focus my remarks on some key points. Throughout this Farm Bill process, rice farmers have made two reasonable requests. First is for the Farm Bill to provide farmers risk management options they can choose from based on the perils most relevant to their operations. Second is for the Farm Bill to ensure that there is real price protection in each of these options. We also joined our fellow commodity groups in asking that the Farm Bill protect and improve crop insurance so it works for all crops and regions, and we urge that the historic AGI and pay limit reforms made in 2008 and just implemented 2 years ago not be reopened. Towards this end, with a few modifications, we believe that the deficit reduction package put together last fall laid a solid framework for a successful Farm Bill. On behalf of the entire U.S. rice industry, we want to particularly thank Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson for their leadership and for their fairness in looking out for all of America's farmers, and are very grateful to the members of this subcommittee who supported this important effort. Regrettably, the Senate Ag Committee has chosen a different path. By denying producers a choice of risk management options that meaningfully address the unique perils they face, and instead forcing all farmers of all crops into a program tailor-made for two crops and one region of the country, many producers of other crops, and even producers of those two crops that are grown in other regions of the country, are left with no safety net at all. Consider this. Today, there is a renewable fuel standard that greatly enhances the value of corn and beans. There is also federal crop insurance that is tailor-made for corn and beans, and if some have their way, there will also be a farm bill that is tailor-made for corn and beans in one area of the country. Meanwhile, rice obviously does not participate in the RFS, and crop insurance does not work well for rice. So rice farmers find themselves being locked out of the farm bill because our risks do not match the kind of risks some in Washington think we should have. To be clear, I personally favor the RFS, and I support crop insurance, which I hope against hope will someday work for rice. I sincerely support my fellow corn and bean producers and am proud to call many of them personal friends. All I ask is that rice farmers not be left out in the cold. So I ask the question, why are some in Washington so afraid to trust farmers by giving them a choice? On the issue of price protection, which is the biggest risk we face as rice farmers, I'm also disappointed in the Senate Ag Committee's Farm Bill because it does not have price protection. We support having the choice of a price-only option, a countercyclical safety net that triggers only when prices decline. This is the only policy proposal that provides a safety net for crops that have had low prices going into this Farm Bill, like rice, or have experienced significant price declines over the next few years. For our California medium grain rice farmers who have enjoyed higher prices, the revenue option might actually work. Under the revenue options in the Senate bill, the revenue guarantee is only as good as your previous 5 years' revenue. Our goal is not to take this option away from producers, but to add the option of a price-only protection. On crop insurance, we've worked for 4 years now with the private developers and RMA to develop two policies that might be useful to rice farmers. But after all our work, we continue to face potential impediments to getting final approval of the products. And even if approved, it will only be a pilot program for the first several years. Also, we are told that the new supplemental coverage option being discussed in the Farm Bill might not be available in many rice counties in the first year of the new Farm Bill. In short, despite our efforts, we still find doors closed on us on crop insurance. Finally, in changes made in the Senate bill to pay limits and actively engaged rules, I would just say they are totally unworkable for most family farmers, not just rice farmers, and Lord help us if they ever become law. Unfortunately, they hold the promise of being an accounting and paperwork nightmare for all producers. Mr. Chairman, in closing, let me just say a lot has been said about producer choices somehow causing planting distortions. I remain silent on this issue in deference to fellow producers, farm groups, and to not make your already difficult job any harder. But as you might imagine, the mix of federal policies in place today, coupled with what the Senate has in mind, may well influence planting decisions. But I can assure you it is certainly not in the direction of rice. If we want only one or two crops grown in this country, no matter what the market or agronomic conditions say, the Senate Ag Committee has written a bill for you. But in the end, such a lopsided approach is not good for those on either the winning or the losing side of this equation. Taking the risk out of farming for some while stripping away the safety net for others would ultimately hurt both. We hope to work with members of the House Ag Committee to restore balance in this process. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today.